Today, we have a packed episode of the AMD GPU Daily for March 9th, 2026. We'll cover several significant developments in the GPU landscape, including AMD's latest hardware announcements, NVIDIA's new driver releases, and exciting advancements in AI and robotics. Let's dive right into the highlights. First up, AMD has formally launched its Ryzen AI Embedded P100 series processors, featuring models with 8 to 12 Zen 5 cores. These chips are designed for industrial automation applications and come equipped with RDNA 3.5 graphics and an XDNA 2 neural processing unit. In other news, NVIDIA has released a new beta driver for Linux that introduces exciting Vulkan API features. Additionally, NVIDIA is now officially supporting RHEL-compatible distributions with CUDA 13.2, enhancing accessibility for enterprise users. Finally, we'll touch on NVIDIA's partnership with ABB Robotics, which aims to revolutionize industrial automation through advanced AI integration. Now, let's dig deeper into each of these topics. AMD Ryzen AI Embedded P100 Series Launch. AMD's announcement of the Ryzen AI Embedded P100 Series marks a significant step in the evolution of processors tailored for industrial applications. The new models, which include 8 to 12 core configurations, are built on the Zen 5 architecture and leverage the RDNA 3.5 graphics architecture alongside an XDNA 2 NPU. This combination is particularly powerful for AI workloads and real-time data processing, making these chips ideal for applications in industrial automation. The P100 series has a thermal design power, TDP, ranging from 15 to 54 watts, which is impressive given the processing capabilities. The processors are designed for 24/7 operation and have a projected lifespan of 10 years, making them suitable for long-term industrial deployments. Moreover, these processors are certified for use with AMD's ROM software stack, which will be beneficial for developers looking to optimize their AI workloads. Silicon production for these models is slated for Q3 of 2026, with reference boards expected to follow in the second half of the year. This development is particularly exciting for developers and engineers in the industrial sector, as it opens up new possibilities for automation and AI integration. NVIDIA releases new Vulkan developer beta. Switching gears to NVIDIA, the company has released the 595.44.02 beta driver for Linux, which introduces several new features that developers should be excited about. This release is part of the R595 series and builds upon the previous 595.45.04 driver. One of the standout features is the addition of Descriptor Heap Capture Replay support, which is crucial for developers utilizing Vulkan Capture Replay tools. This feature will enhance debugging and profiling capabilities, allowing developers to analyze their applications more effectively. Additionally, the new driver introduces image compression support for multiplanar YCBCR formats, which is essential for optimizing video and image processing tasks. The driver also includes DMA buff export with DRM format modifiers for YCBCR formats, although compression support for this feature is still pending. Early benchmarks indicate that the 595 driver series is performing well, showing incremental performance improvements over the previous 590 driver series. This is particularly notable on the GeForce RTX 50 Blackwell GPUs, which are now being tested with high-resolution displays, including a 6K monitor. The results suggest that NVIDIA is making strides in both gaming and compute performance with this new driver. Official support for RHEL-compatible distributions with CUDA 13.2. In another significant move, NVIDIA has announced official support for Red Hat Enterprise Linux-compatible distributions, including Alma Linux, with the release of CUDA 13.2. This is a game-changer for enterprise users, as it allows for direct distribution of NVIDIA packages through the OS package repositories. This means that users of these distributions can expect a more streamlined installation and update process for their CUDA environments. CUDA 13.2 brings several new features, including a new spin-weight dispatch mode aimed at reducing execution latency, improved support for new host compilers, and enhanced C++20 standards conformance with the NVCC compiler. This aligns with NVIDIA's ongoing commitment to improve the developer experience and optimize performance across various workloads. ABB Robotics and NVIDIA Omniverse Partnership. Now, let's discuss an exciting partnership in the robotics space. ABB Robotics has integrated NVIDIA Omniverse libraries into its Robot Studio programming and simulation suite, creating a new product called Robot Studio Hyperreality. This integration promises to deliver physically accurate simulation capabilities, significantly reducing engineering time and deployment costs. By utilizing Omniverse's advanced simulation technologies, ABB Robotics can now offer manufacturers a unified workflow for designing, programming, testing, and validating entire automation cells before deploying any physical robots. The result? A drastic reduction in setup and commissioning times, which can be cut by up to 80%. This is particularly beneficial for industries like consumer electronics, where precision and rapid deployment are critical. Early pilots of Robot Studio Hyperreality are already in progress, with major players like Foxconn demonstrating its potential to revolutionize how robots are trained and deployed in real-world manufacturing environments. The ability to generate synthetic data for AI training directly from simulation will likely enhance the accuracy and efficiency of robotic operations. Closing thoughts. As we wrap up today's episode, it's clear that the GPU landscape is evolving rapidly, with AMD and NVIDIA both making significant strides in their respective domains. AMD's new Ryzen AI embedded processors are set to provide robust solutions for industrial applications, while NVIDIA's latest driver releases and partnerships signal a strong focus on enhancing developer tools and AI integration. Looking ahead, we can expect these advancements to continue driving innovation in AI and automation, with more exciting developments on the horizon. The integration of high-fidelity simulations in robotics and the growing support for AI workloads across platforms will undoubtedly shape the future of how industries operate. Stay tuned for more updates, and as always, keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible with GPUs.